Good morning. Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word radio program. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Today I want to talk a little bit. I'm not sure if I've mentioned this gentleman before. I call him a snake oil salesman. If you haven't heard of him, it's pretty amazing what he is and what he's doing. Guy's name is Danny Davis, Pastor Danny Davis. Now, Pastor Davis, I noticed him on TV late night one night, going through some channels, Christian channels, and I come across this guy, and I went, whoa, man, this guy and Mike Murdoch ought to be brothers. You know, I mean, seriously, I'm not joking, folks. I'm not trying to be facetious or anything. This guy is a snake oil salesman, if there ever was one. And he was pushing a product he calls the No Evil Oil. That in itself ought to tell you something right there in a nutshell. But that's what he's pushing. He's out of Calvary Church in 29 Palms, California. And he's, like I say, he's harking a big battle cry about this No Evil Oil from Psalms 91:10, which says, no evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. So he's taking that one little scripture, and he's saying that this oil is going to do exactly what that one little scripture said. What's amazing about it is, like all of them, he says he's a prophet. He's a pastor, but he says he is a prophet in the letter that he sent. I went ahead and got on the internet and typed in and joined his little deal to get some information from him. Didn't send any money or anything. I just signed up for to get a packet of the No Evil Oil, and he sent me a little bitty plastic thing, looked like it might have 4 or 5 drops of oil in it. It's pretty small. And a letter, and of course, naturally, now what I'm going to get at is he claims he's a prophet. And as a prophet, he says this: as a prophet, God has been using me for over 40 years to help special new friends just like you get free. For years now, people just like you have been hooking up with me, doing the things I tell them to do, and then watching miracles happen. Why? Because as a prophet, God gives me a strong word. When you obey, the blessing is released. That's what he says on the third paragraph of the letter he sent me. The very first paragraph at the top says this: It's no accident that you called my prayer hotline this week. You and I together are getting ready to drive every bad spirit right out of your life. Before you open your Blood of Jesus gift packet, let me give you a strong Holy Ghost word, Bob. By the way, I did spell your name right, didn't I? And then he goes on to say, my dear Bob. Right off the bat, this just absolutely just amazes me. These people send these type of letters out that it's just a letter off of a computer that in automatically inserts the first name of whoever the letter's going to in there. So now it says he's got a strong, let me give you a strong Holy Ghost word, Bob. And then it says, I did spell your name right, didn't I? B-O-B. How hard can it be? First off, this makes this look like if the guy's that stupid that he's not sure he spelt Bob right. I don't know why I'd want to listen to anything he's got to say. Just amazing. But he calls this the Blood of Jesus because it's in a red package, a little sealed red package, and the oil's a red color, so it's the Blood of Jesus, the holy, no evil oil. But he goes on to say, my dear Bob, witchcraft takes a lot of different forms. It can come at you as a money attack. Sometimes it takes the form of a rebellious child or even a husband or wife who gets a nasty spirit. It can come at you through a noisy neighbor or even a cruel boss who makes a job miserable to work. He can even take the form of a stubborn sickness that refuses to loose its hold on your body. However, witchcraft tries to come against you, it must be broken off you. It must be broken off you. Am I talking to you yet? God wants to use me to help you, Bob. And as a prophet, that's where he goes back into saying what I read earlier. As a prophet, God's been using me for over 40 years to help special friends and blah, blah, blah. Now it's time to start anointing. He says, here's what he tells you to do with this oil. He says, right now I want you to carefully open your no evil oil packet. It's enough to get you started. More than enough to anoint for healing and prosperity and to break demonic strongholds. It's time to follow the strong Bible instructions I've enclosed in this letter. You'll find them in your Anointing with No Evil Oil brochure. Let's get started by anointing your front door with it. Let the devil know he's not welcome in your house. Now take a drop of the oil and anoint your forehead. If there has been sickness in your body, I believe that healing from Jesus will flow through you. Put the oil wherever you hurt. Many miracle testimonies have poured into our little chapel of miracles from saints who believed God and were touched. Also, anoint your needs on the prayer sheet on the back of this page. Don't be surprised if you receive a dream from the Lord after you anoint. Many people do. Miracles never just happen. You have to do your part. Well, it goes on to say that as a prophet, there is one last thing I must have you do with your oil. Your flesh will not want to obey. If the devil has been messing with your money, I want you to somehow get a hold of a $20 bill. Anoint it with a drop of the no evil oil and send it back to me right away along with the prayer sheet. This is so important, he says in capital letters. And then in bold print, without a seed sown, God is not able to send you a harvest grown. What do you think, huh? Because evidently this is his wife, because then he goes on to say, Robin and I always send a double portion of whatever a prophet asks us to do. You may want to do the same by sowing double. If you feel double portion faith, take the oil and anoint a $40 seed. When you bless a prophet, good things happen to you. Trust me when I tell you that if you will just let me work with you for 5 or 6 months, everything in your life will change for the better. Stick with me and see, Bob. I've also enclosed a favor magnet packet in this letter. Please wait 72 hours before you open it. It has been prayerfully designed to take you one level higher in the spirit. Finally, this is very personal and private. It's just between us. Now, that's what he says. It's a form letter, folks. So, how come it's just between us? These people that fall for this nonsense are stupid. And it's sad. And they can be helped and be taught to not be stupid and fall for this nonsense. It's personal and private, but it's a form letter that goes out to everybody. I don't see how that's personal and private. Do you? Of course not. It's not. So he goes on to say, have you ever had an angel visitation? Can you see yourself out of debt and blessed in 2012? I've seen it for you. When I hear back from you this week, I'm going to rush you the wealth of the wicked end time blessing packet, along with your larger packet of oil. Enclosed in this packet are the personal directions that God told me to give you so that you can enter into health and wealth blessings in 2012. I wish I could give it to you now, but I need to see if you really mean business with God and with this prophetic ministry. If you're really serious and ready, good days are ahead for you, Bob. The prophecy the Lord gave me for you in this packet is so mind-blowing that you may even have a hard time believing it. Well, I'm having a hard time believing it up to now, for sure, anyway. Guarantee you, I'm having a hard time believing it. To go on, he says, in the spirit, I've seen the Lord taking the wealth away from sinners and giving it to faithful saints like you who are willing to sow in the gospel. Many millionaires are going to be raised up in the body of Christ soon. Who will be next? Could it be you? We must talk more. Don't delay. Write me back as soon as you can. Let me work with you for 5 or 6 months. We must partner up for your success breakthrough physically and financially. Once again, don't forget to fill out the prayer sheet. I want to start praying over it right away. Remember to send me your phone number when you write back, too. If God gives me another personal word for you, I want to be able to call you right away. There's also a coupon in your No Evil Oil instruction brochure for a larger packet of No Evil Oil. Clip it out and mail it back to me this week along with your offering and prayer sheet. Give them back to me right away. I still have much to share with you. Your West Coast prayer prophet, Danny Davis. P.S. Enclosed in this letter is a separate favor blessing packet. Don't forget, wait 72 hours, 3 days before opening it. And P.S.S., when you write me back, I'll drop you another line and tell you how the angel of the Lord visited me when I was only 15 years old. Quite the guy. And of course, he's got the place where you can, make your prayer request out. He's also got a form here that anoint any of these boxes that pertain to you with your No Evil Oil. So I guess you're supposed to get a little oil and put it on this checkbox. There are things like family member that's being influenced by bad attitudes or an evil spirit, and their names are, and then you're supposed to list them. Another checkbox next to this says, Pastor Davis, I'm having bad money trouble, and I know it just can't be bad luck. The next one with a checkbox available is, Pastor, the devil has been fighting my health. This is what's wrong with me. And then there's some lines to write down your illnesses. The next one, checkbox available, is, Brother Danny, there is someone that keeps getting in my business. Their name is, and you're supposed to put that name there. Then there's another checkbox next to, yes, rush me, the health and wealth end time blessing packet. And then the next available checkable circle, not a box this time, is, I have anointed a $20 bill with my No Evil Oil, or a check for $20 to send to you. The next one available to check circle is, my faith is reaching for a double portion miracle with a double portion offering of $40. I'm stretching my faith. My personal phone number is, and my email address is. And then, of course, it has my name and address and below that. And it says, please make your check or money order payable to Calvary Church. Just amazing to me. I mean, amazing, folks. I mean, I read that stuff to you. Don't it just make you sick? And then when you open up your special extra letter, it's got a little prayer cloth in it. Looks like 2-inch by 4-inch, a little bit, just a hair bigger than a business card size. It's a multicolored little piece of cloth. It says, enclosed in this letter is your favorite prayer cloth of many colors. In the book of Genesis, the scripture tells us that Joseph was given a coat of many colors. He found favor with his father, and throughout his life, promotion kept coming to him because the spirit of favor rested upon him. Finally, by the time Joseph was 30 years old, God had made him the second richest man on earth. Hold the favor prayer cloth in your hand right now. It has been prayed over so that God will make it a magnet that continually draws favor into your life. I'm talking about two kinds of favor. First of all, favor with God. Secondly, favor with man. So, you know, I mean, that's what it is. That's what it says. And that's what's going on, folks. And Danny Davis is quite a guy. I think what we're going to do is continue on with him a little bit more about him tomorrow and some of these other guys that are just like this. But pretty amazing, isn't it? Listen, talk to you in the morning. God bless you. I love you. The Lord loves you. The Lord wants you to be safe. He wants you to be aware that there are people out there that mean you no good. the only mean to take your money, and that's horrible. So talk to you in the morning. God bless you.